Nothing to see here.
Nothing to see here.
Nothing to see here.
Nothing to see. Nothing to see. Nothing to see.
You are listening to Nothing to See Here, a program of experimental radio produced at NASCAD University. This episode is entitled, If I Hit My Head.
If I hit my head, will you hold my hand?
If you hit your head, will you hold your breath?
Where did you want me to cry?
Can you cry on the floor like the beast you are?
Can I cry in my bed with the lights out?
You can cry how you want, just don't tell me.
Are you afraid of shattering your teeth?
That's why I stay away from curbs.
If you hit your head and shatter your teeth and cry on the floor, does that mean you are done?
If I hit my head and shatter my teeth and cry on the floor, I will call you.
Will you be able to speak with a mouthful of blood while sobbing?
Will you listen to my gargled cries? And what will you say?
I'll say that you sound funny.
I'm glad that you listen to me, and I hope that you don't break your teeth.
Do you think they're listening to us and judging what we are saying?
Yeah, they're listening and writing this down to use against us in court.
What are the charges?
Failure to stop at a fruit stall and failure to flag down a taxi.
Taxi!
Damn, we are screwed. What are we going to do?
You hold that guy down and I'll bash his head in with a watermelon.
Do you think his head is stronger than a watermelon? Also, we forgot to stop and get a watermelon.
Damn, I didn't think of that. We'll have to improvise. What do you have on you?
Okay, I have cigarettes, several dimes, and a penny.
Alright, I have a lighter, several pennies, and a dime.
If we run now, we can go pay his parking meter and have a smoke.
Or you could distract him, I'll choke him, and we can use the change to ride the bus.
Okay, but you have to let me know if you break any of the bones in his neck.
I will. I'm excited to know what it feels like to break someone's bones.
But wait, what do you think he will feel when you choke him and maybe break his bones?
I think he'll be too surprised and afraid to really experience his death.
That sounds like a bit of a shame. Hope that I get to really experience my death.
Have you ever wondered what it would be like to have some of your organs fail?
Would it be similar to the noises your car makes when it runs out of gas?
I think it would be closer to when your vacuum is clogged.
Or would it be like riding on a flat tire?
Have you ever drank rusty water? Do you think it's bad for you?
It's just expired iron, right? Our body rusts when it creates scabs, so it can't be too bad. Maybe you will just scab up.
No. Would you pick me if I was just one big scab?
I would rip you right off.
I would rip you right off.
I would rip you right off. I would rip you right off.
Yes.
You mean you'd rip my scab off?
Yes.
If you could leave right now, would you?
Where would I go anyways?
Don't you think you're wasting your time here? Even if you are with me?
I think this is my dues, and I know things are going to pick up. Besides, I have no control over where I am right now. I just need to pass my time as well as I can.
Do you feel like you are wasting your time? Maybe you're on the way to expiring?
I'm just glad. That's all I can be.
If you could eat a jar of jam with me, would you?
I would.
If you could bake apples with me, would you?
I think I would. Would you walk through the thorn bushes with me?
If you will.
Would you climb over a branch and fall into a tangle?
I would gracefully glide over. But if I did fall, would you laugh?
I would. Very hard.
Well, that was dirty.
We should plant potato trees in the mountain scree.
We can walk through a thawing river.
What will your parents say when you return with sunburnt skin?
They will be shocked, but maybe I like that.
My parents will be worried we have gotten lost.
Your father is more interested in collecting sports equipment than using it.
When he was younger, he started a new sport every few weeks.
That would be frustrating. For the first little while, new things suck.
Yeah, I would prefer to just obsess over one or two things and become slightly above average at them, instead of being okay at everything.
I would prefer that as well.
Greenland. Greenland has always confused me because it's actually ice-covered and Iceland is actually really green. I think it's misnamed. I think it's a sort of a nice name and it was sort of wasted on a big piece of the earth that is, you know, not very interesting to kind of be at. I always thought that it's a little bit of an odd country because on all the maps it looks really, really, really huge, but it's not actually that huge. It's just a distortion of the map. I mean, why do we think that Greenland is this giant place full of polar bears, full of minerals, but in fact it's very, very small. It's, you know, you look at these maps and it looks like it's as big as Africa. Africa's huge. Africa's really, really big. Greenland is just small. It's insignificant. Who lives there? Have you ever met anybody who lives in Greenland? I do not know anybody. I mean, shouldn't there be leprechauns from there? I mean, it's Greenland, leprechaun. I always put it all together in my mind, thinking there's probably magical creatures that we don't even know about. Maybe that's where people go to escape the world. Maybe that's because nobody thinks of Greenland. Nobody thinks of, like, what's going on there. And that might be, you know, the curtain. That might be the thing that everybody is interesting. People with magical powers, maybe. Like, maybe that's where the leprechauns really are. I don't know what's going on with Greenland. I'd like to go there now. Now I'm kind of getting really, really excited about it. You know what I'm thinking? I'm thinking I gotta go. But how do you go? I mean, do you get a boat? Do you fly? I don't even know if there's a city there. Can you go? Maybe there's some kind of weird leprechaun teleportation colony that you can just kind of like, if you, you know, imagine something in your mind, just in the correct kind of way that suddenly you wake up and you're in the middle of the Greenland and you kind of are taken to this magical place where the, you know, the whales will, you know, have legs and they'll walk around on land. I don't know. Maybe Greenland is...
If I hit my, if I hit it. If I hit my head.
Are you ever angry in an exhausted kind of way? Like a defenseless feeling? Anger without energy or object. When you've let it go, but it stays. Like you can't sleep, because you're so wired, but you are exhausted. Maybe it'll pass when you sleep. Like a faint cough, with a throat full of bile. You'll have so much energy to solve all your problems.
If I sleep now, my thoughts will be clear.
You'll have so much energy to solve all your problems.
Turns out I'm not tired.
You don't have too many problems anyway.
But things keep getting delayed. And even if I'm early on the day today, I'm still behind overall.
Maybe you sleep too much. You don't do enough.
I suppose. But when I try to do more, I'm caught up in too many things and do them poorly.
Maybe if you surround yourself with the right people, you'll have more energy and be more motivated.
What are you doing with your life? Do you have time to encourage me?
Do you think that our personalities would draw energy together?
We would have to do energizing things.
What energizes you?
The thought of being done everything and being allowed to go play.
I want to go play in the woods.
But can we stop at a 7-Eleven first and buy candy and energy drinks?
Sure. What kind of candy do you want?
I want cherry balls and those weird-looking strawberry gummies.
Yeah, they kind of look like a pile of crushed up bugs.
Yeah, they look like balled up butterflies. But they are not as bad as gas station baking.
Yeah, those muffins were crunchy.
Will the candy make us better at playing in the woods?
Candy makes me strong.
Do you think I'm getting stronger? If I develop a ridgeline along my back, will it affect my breathing?
Well, I mean, I guess you must be right. Maybe you should be more worried about your blood pressure and displaced veins.
That is true. My veins might bunch together and ball up, creating a maze for my blood cells to navigate through.
These veins will group in your throat. Your neck will bulge past your chin. Your skin in that area will become discolored and will strobe from red to blue as your now huge heart pumps.
But I will be strong even if I can't breathe. I will light my room up at night. Would you rather have a big neck or a big head?
Is it easier to find big hats or big neckties? I guess I wear hats more than ties and neck. Then I can use my neck as a weapon to threaten people.
If I hit my head, 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 if I hit my head,
Will you hold my hand?
One day at the White House shop, I met a man selling birthplace. For money he wanted to swap. But I really wanted some mace. Got any mace, asked I, for that's how I'll spend my money. No mace here, said the guy. He seemed to find it quite funny. We've got some lovely, father. I'll give you a very fine price. I'd rather have some old father. The man blinked rapidly thrice. The man seemed exceptionally brainy, and his manner was strangely amused. He wasn't what I would call zany. Great disdain noticeably oozed. Like others, he thought I was odd. Some say I'm a bit great. Still, he gave me a courteous nod, as if he thought I was plenty separate. So in search of my goal I departed, but before the White House shop could I leave, the man came running full-hearted. I can help you, I believe. Birthplace, mass, you shall find. Father, old father, you can get. You must now open your mind and get down to Military Market. So to Military Market they decided to go, in search of the mace I craved, the winds that did eerily blow. But I felt that the day could be saved. There were stalls selling rings, letters in many shades. There were even stalls selling wings. People were scattered from many trades. I was greeted by a peculiar lady. She seemed to be rather great. I couldn't help thinking she might be quite shady. I wondered if she was at all separate. Before I could open my mouth, she shouted, "For you, I have some mace." I headed towards her, to the south, past some father and birthplace. "But how did you know?" I asked. "Do you want them or not?" she did say. Silently, the mace she passed, then vanished before I could pay. As I walked away, I heard a crackle, or was it, perhaps, a hushed cackle?
In the summer, we can eat out of cans and sleep in small spaces. We will maintain a regular schedule.
Yeah, in the summer, you will be working and I'll be working. I'll insulate my space with shiny foam.
We can hide in the holes on the weekends. What is the furthest you've driven?
Drove across Canada with my family when I was younger. Well, at least most of the way.
What did you notice the most?
I remember how the colors changed
the farther we went. First the roads were dusty light brown, then they became cracked and gray.
What were the signs like?
The actual signs stayed the same, but the posts changed from octagonal steel piping to rusted steel scaffolding to wooden posts.
Weird. What is the light like?
The light went from bright, sharp light to hot, flat light to gray, cold light.
I remember seeing frogs and crickets, wasps and flies.
There are no crickets here and it's gray. But maybe it's bright and I just don't feel that way.
It's dark and cold here. I know that you envy my sense of familiarity, but I find it dismal.
I envy the sense of security that comes with the familiar, but only because I have lost it.
I have only as much security as you do, maybe less.
I know that good things are coming. My fortune teller told me so. Yeah, she told me that I will be rewarded for my efforts.
And I hope that you paid her well.
Well, maybe it wasn't a real fortune teller.
What do you mean?
I mean, it was an online quiz. Those are just as reputable, right?
What else did this quiz tell you?
It told me about a website I can shop from that somehow knows what I want to buy.
Did you really want to buy that stuff?
Do you believe in free will? If it is my fortune to buy a toaster oven, then I cannot deny myself a toaster oven.
I would break free and buy a microwave instead.
There are consequences for density-defying acts like that.
Like the small amounts of radiation I will get from my microwave.
Small waves make big ripples.
I hate what we are saying.
The fortune teller website would be ashamed of us.
Oh, how we have fallen, from poorly baked foods to radiated food.
Many years of schooling have brought us here.
And years of softcore vandalism.
Food-based terrorism.
Yop is more powerful than words.
Return the yop to the cows.
Let the animals bathe in their own milk.
Like a better version of the B-movie.
Do you think we would like each other more if we could sing?
Through the power of a duet, we would become one.
It is too bad I cannot sing.
If I could sing, I would sing to you.
Would you sing to me while I shower?
I would funnel my voice through the drain pipes to you.
But again, your voice would be garbled.
That is okay, you do not bathe very often anyway.
I only bathe when my skin becomes dry and begins to flake.
I bathe to keep a shine in my hair.
That explains your lucid good looks.
Yeah, I am quite charming as well.
Charming in the same way that squirrels are charming.
I am more like a groundhog poking my ass out for spring.
Do groundhogs have hair on their asses?
I would image so.
They are not those Bayrus's apes that sit in the hot springs.
The ones in the mountains?
Yeah, the ones with the big teeth.
Do you strong teeth?
How would I know?
Have you ever bit through a rope? Or some stringy meat?
Maybe I bit through a ribbon to free my balloon. Do you want to talk about why we are not talking?
No, do you want to talk about other kinds of talking?
Like what?
Like where and how you place your objects in our spaces.
Is this about the shattered pepper shaker?
No. It's not about that.
Is it about the empty toothpaste tube?
No, but it was pretty satisfying to squeeze out the last of it.
That doesn't make me hate you less.
Well, what if I scrape out the peanut butter so the jar is clean? Would you feel more like an environmentalist if you did that? Like you are preserving the world's supply of nuts.
You are such an ass.
Do you expect me to be a loving, caring person?
Should I compliment you on your quirkiness?
Do you want me to pretend I think you are special?
I am done collecting rainwater for you.
I never asked for rainwater. I didn't want your help. All you do is spread dust around and then demand I sweep.
Hold your breath for me.
You mean don't hold your breath for me?
I mean I hope you fall in the mud.
I hate that we are here and the worst of it is you.
Well, what about the coffee I made you?
It made my hands shake.
Do you like when your hands shake?
It is all right.
But coffee also makes my teeth soft.
How does your tongue feel?
It feels like it wants to push out through my soft teeth.
Like a pasta maker?
Yeah, but with more power.
How much power do you think I have?
Enough to trap a mouse.
I had a mouse at my house. He kept waking me up by walking around my room.
What happened to him?
I couldn't sleep while he was there, so I bought a trap. The next morning I found him in the trap. It crushed his head and he left a little pool of blood. For some reason I didn't fully expect it to kill him when I set the trap out.
Like he would see it and just leave.
Did you sleep well that night?
Yeah, it was great. So quiet.
What do your nights sound like?
They're silent and cool.
My nights are noisy and hot.
I envy you.
I envy your height.
I envy the color of your eyes.
What color are your eyes?
It depends on the day.
My eyes are always the same, but my nose changes color daily.
What colors can it go?
It can be red if I am angry or blue if I feel cold. Green if I am confused. It shines yellow if I can't see in the dark. I can't smell much. Or maybe I don't take the time to breath through my nose.
If you did, you would not be okay with your own stench.
Yeah? What do I smell like?
You smell like hot dog water with icing.
Yeah, well, you smell like flowers and ice cream.
Frozen ice cream or liquid ice cream?
Like the ice cream from ice cream sandwiches.
Have you ever microwaved your ice cream?
No.
Ice cream is to be baked in an oven or eaten frozen.
How do you feel about pies?
I don't really like pie.
The crust is always dry.
How do you feel about tarts?
They often have raisins in them as some sort of sick trick.
Do you know what is a sick trick?
What, the way that the gas from aerosol whipped cream makes you nauseous if you spray too much in your mouth?
I hate how solid cool whip is when you freeze it.
You have been listening to Nothing to See Here, a program of experimental radio produced at NASCAD University. This episode was entitled, If I Hit My Head. It is based on a text by Devin Chambers. The voices are by Devin Chambers, Maeve Mulroy, David Clark, and Raph McDonald. The original music was by Ross Unger. Sound design by David Clark. And Nothing to See Here is mixed and produced by David Clark at NASCAD University in Halifax. For more episodes, please search for Nothing to See Here Radio on SoundCloud.com.